Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, on this Wednesday morning, a big day tomorrow in Port Huron. It is the 50th anniversary of Blue Water Area Transportation Commission. Joining us right now to talk more about that, Lee Perry-Bello from the Blue Water Area Transit. Lee Perry, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
It's a big day tomorrow, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it's awesome.
50 years of public transportation. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And for a community this size, it's really an amazing service.
It really is. I saw a video recently. There's a transportation group that was going around the state, yeah, riding buses, yeah, and sort of exploring public transit in several communities, and they had a lot of really good things to say about Port Huron.
Yeah, they visited us a couple of weeks back here, mm-hmm, and we took them around, showed them our facilities, and they rode the buses in town, and they were really impressed.
Yeah, tell us what's going on tomorrow to mark the 50-year anniversary.
So tomorrow at 12:30, we have a program with part of the program is a dedication of the rotunda of the Downtown Transit Center to Jim Wilson, our last general manager, who got a lot of money to build that transit center and also our offices out on Lapeer, like millions of dollars from the state and federal government.
Yeah, when you look at it, you know, 50 years of Blue Water Area Transit, and Jim Wilson was there for more than 30 of them.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yes. That's fantastic. It's going to be great to see his name on that rotunda.
Yeah.
When you think about 50 years of Blue Water Transit, what are some of the milestones? What are some of the things that have happened in that 50 years?
Well, of course, the creation of Blue Water Area Transit when Jim moved it away from SMART in Southeast Michigan. That's one, the first one. The building of our offices on Lapeer out by Mueller Brass is another. It's a huge facility. Most people, because it's off the road, most people don't realize how big it really is. Our administrative offices are there. There's all of our mechanics work there. There's a huge garage, so all of our buses are inside when in storage. And then after that, the Downtown Transit Center, which he worked on for a number of years and got money for that from the feds and the state as well.
Yeah.
That was a huge milestone for us.
Yeah, breaking away from the SMART system to the creation of Blue Water Area Transportation,
right,
50
yeah,
years ago was,
yeah, was big.
Yeah, it absolutely yeah, was. And it's been well supported here, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. And yeah, the support, we have millages from a couple communities as well as money coming from the federal government and the state government. So that's what's kept us going. And, of course, the fares that the passengers pay, which are really minimal when you think about it. I mean, 80 cents for a ride is pretty darn cheap.
And to think of how much territory that covers, too.
Yeah, yeah. We actually cover the entire county through contracts with CMH and other nonprofits in the county. Of course, we have the line runs in Port Huron proper, mm-hmm, as well as dial-a-ride services in a couple of townships, Fort Gratiot, Port Huron Township, and Marysville.
Yeah, so, and as I understand it, you can connect all the way down in even beyond St. Clair County.
Yeah, we have a commuter bus that goes down to 23 Mile in Chesterfield twice a day. So you can connect with SMART down there, mm-hmm, and actually get to the airport in a day.
That's pretty incredible.
For 80 cents.
For 80 cents.
Yeah,
not bad.
Pretty crazy.
Not bad at all. And of course, the buses themselves are run on compressed natural gas.
Yeah, we were the first in the state, my understanding, to run buses on compressed natural gas. And we may still have the largest compressed natural gas station in the state. So we make our own gas, essentially. We take the feed from DTE and turn it into gas for the buses.
That is pretty amazing.
And it's very clean.
Well, worth celebrating 50 years, no doubt. Tomorrow, 12:30, and this is going to be at the Transit Center downtown, right?
Right, right. Across from McMoran, downtown on 720 McMoran Avenue. And we have speakers. We have Joe Pavlo from the Michigan State Legislature. We have a representative from Senator Gary Peters' office. We'll speak. And what else? Oh, Port Huron Northern Band's going to play.
Oh, wow.
So, and we have some giveaways as well.
Fantastic.
So it's going to be a big afternoon.
50 years of Blue Water Area Transit. That is fantastic. Yep. Lee Perry, thanks for telling us about it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Lee Perry Bello with us from Blue Water Area Transit here on WPHL. Let's check weather real quick.